Yeah, that's why in the fall, yeah, they get so aggressive, wasps, because they don't have sugar.
Fucking hate bees, man.
They suck. Honeybees are fine. Yeah, they're okay.
They're like they're on the line, though. Like, I'm watching them.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like bumblebees, they're just like blimps. They just like hit windows. They're like the dumbest bee. Like, I don't mind them at all.
But, dude, everyone's like,
I don't ever
say. Oh, like, as long as you just leave them alone, they
won't. No, that's not true.
They are in my fucking face. Yeah. I'm like, I'm leaving you alone.
I don't, they're literally like, fucking do something.
Yeah.
I don't care if they are nice guys or whatever. I don't have time to assess what kind of bee it is.
Exactly.
It's a bee. Get out of there.
What's that, like murder hornets or something? I don't think, leave a murder hornet alone. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like the size of a cat.
Yeah, dude. They, like, seriously. Terrifying.
I'm going to sneak some back in when we come back.
No. No.
Illegal.
It is illegal. Illegal,
yeah. The whole bag is like flying in the air, like on the plane. Like, yeah. Welcome back to the Zero Lives podcast. As always, I'm Anthony.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Dewey.
And it's Hellblade week. Finally, Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice has gotten its sequel, Hellblade 2.
Senua's Saga.
Senua's Saga.
Yes. Sacrifice is number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, I have not played this yet. Brandon has played some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we played it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, awesome.
He was waiting for
it. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have Game Pass?
No.
I don't right now. I had it at one point on my PC, but I don't really use it, so yeah. I don't have it right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
But how is it?
Oh, man, guys.
Oh, man.
Hellblade 2. It's fucking dog shit.
Is it?
No, I'm just kidding.
How funny would that be, dude? Oh, God.
Dude, I'm loving it.
Did you replay the first before?
No.
No?
I meant to.
Oh,
I couldn't stop playing Elden Ring.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's got him down lately.
But, you know, for those of you out there that have been listening since day one, you know. I love me some Hellblade.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
Hellblade 2, one of my most anticipated games ever. Very excited. I had pretty high hopes, you know, going in.
Mm-hmm.
Started to get a little nervous towards the release because, you know, but, you know, people on the internet like to talk, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, but, they be talking, yeah.
I'm just going to give my first impressions.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would like to hear yours.
Story-wise, it's fucking awesome. You know, I love the tie into Norse mythology. I've seen some cool creatures so far, and you know, it seems pretty cool. It seems like less personal than the first one. I think the addition of like other NPCs is. It just, it feels different.
Yeah, because the first one was just all you.
It was literally just her and, you know, the voices. But you still get the voices, and it's still fucking awesome.
Okay, that's good. I feel like they would not drop out the audio design. Like, I feel like that would still be there.
Yeah, sound design, like, between the two games, like, probably the best fucking sound design I've ever heard in a game.
I was going to say that for Senua's Sacrifice, it was like... It's incredible. This world. Yeah. And then I've seen a little bit of gameplay, not much. I've only seen a couple minutes of gameplay, but I saw that that's back in the second, which how could it not be?
Yeah,
It's her, you know, but it's just so good. I forgot how
good.
Many.
The soundtrack too is really good.
Yeah.
But like what they do with the audio is just awesome.
The visuals are really good too. Like it looks incredible.
Visually is like, it's like in the running for like, one of the best game I've ever played.
I've seen
like visually
pretty undisputed that is like, even people that don't like it will also say that. So
it looks real. It's incredible to look at. And they do some really cool effects with some of the more like supernatural elements of it.
Okay.
Gameplay, like combat still
about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a draw. Like that wasn't.
But for me, I get some people that's like a turnoff because, you know, everyone wants like to have it all. It's a video game. You know, you want it to be really fun. And it's not that it's not fun. It's just, it's not great combat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like Dewey said, it's not what you're playing the game for.
Yeah.
You know, it's the story and it's the storytelling.
But that's how Hellblade 1 was, and it's still in my top 10 favorite games of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, for me personally, it's not a big issue because I it's just the way I am. I like, if a game has a story that, like, really draws me in like Hellblade did, and like a crazy good setting, awesome sound design, like, it's like watching a fucking movie, basically, you know? The combat is, like, secondary to me. I'm like, whatever. It's just kind of another part of it that I'm just going through to get the story, basically.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
No.
That's the thing, where it's not like time you go into combat, you're like, ugh, combat. It's just like, okay, but let's do it, or whatever.
It's not that it's not super fun, the combat, but, like, it looks fucking awesome when you're doing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Is it easy?
It's pretty easy.
That's kind of, like, better. I think that's, if you're watching it.
It's kind of hard. Okay. Like, I get hit a fucking lot, and I'm like, this is fucking hard. But, like, I haven't died.
Okay.
Like, it's like, they make it really hard to actually die, I think.
Okay.
Which is nice, because I don't want to fucking, if I'm, like, into a story, I don't want to keep fucking dying and having to do, like, this. I feel like that would take me out of the fucking story. Yeah. Like, the pacing of it and shit. Yeah.
That's good, then. Even if you're getting hit, it still kind of just keeps you along.
Yeah, that's cool. The puzzles are, there's some neat things they do, but it's nothing crazy.
I thought the puzzles in one were, like, pretty cool.
I thought they were cool, especially, like, the stuff with Valravn and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the illusions, which it's a lot kind of like that.
So does it live up to that? Does it equalize itself with the first game, or do you think it falls a little bit short?
I don't think gameplay-wise we're talking, like, a huge improvement.
Okay. It's about the same, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what, I mean, you know, don't quote me on it or whatever, but, like, Spider-Man to Miles Morales to Spider-Man 2, you know, like, you essentially know what you're getting. There's little improvements, you know, but it's not, like, a huge change, because that's kind of what made the game, you know, what the game was.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to have.
But to be fair, all I really wanted was a continued story from I just wanted more of the story. So I'm not, like, that mad about it. And I think the big thing that everyone's saying is it's a super short game.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours or something, or 8 hours.
I was going to say, if it's 5 hours, I'm going slow as fuck or something, because I feel like I've played. But I have a bad sense of time, I feel like. But I feel like in the past 2 nights I've played at least 5 hours. And to me, it doesn't seem like I'm towards the end of the story.
Okay.
I don't, maybe I am. I don't mind a short game.
Right.
As long as I get to the end and I don't feel like something's missing or something. Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, that should have kept going.
Absolutely.
Then I would be disappointed.
Yeah.
But if it's like an 8 hour game, because Senyo, the first one was about 8 hours.
Yeah, that's, yep.
And same. It felt fine
complete.
To me.
Yeah.
Complete. That's all that should feel.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I've seen about 5 to 8. Some people obviously faster, some slower. Like, I don't know who's, like, looking around and doing puzzles, or how you play it. Like, if you're looking for stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know. I have Game Pass, so it's not like I dropped a bunch of money on it, so that also helps me not really care that it's a little shorter of a game.
Yeah.
Do you know how much the price is?
On Steam it's $50.
Okay.
So
okay.
Even then, it's still not a full AAA $70.
Yeah.
So, like, even, you know, I feel like they knew it's, like, a little bit shorter. It's not, you know, quite as filled, like, with bells and whistles.
I know it's short, but you can tell they put a lot of fucking work into it.
Yeah.
Between the visuals,
yeah,
the audio, the story. It looks and sounds, and it's I like it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I kind of expected that, like, more from the first. I mean, you've probably seen reviews if you're, I don't know, care about it all. The weird thing is, which I have thoughts about, like, nobody said anything about it pretty much until it launched. I know there was the review embargo, but, like, no one was, like, hyping it up either. Which you'd assume Microsoft would try to boost up something for it. So I don't know if they're going to just immediately close them down afterwards.
Because there was the developer came out with that statement right before it released. That was, like, a really heartfelt, like, thank you for supporting us. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into this.
Yeah.
We think it's really good. But, like, the whole tone of the message, there was nothing bad in it or anything. But it was just a little strange for, like, right before a game releases, for the developer to send out a message as if their studio was closing.
It felt, I don't know, at least when I read it, I didn't feel like they were like, we're wicked stoked about our game. But also there was that, like,
there was a little bit of an undertone of like, well, this was it kind of thing. Or like, if you don't like it, I don't know.
You know, like, thank you for everything you've done. But like this, you know,
if that ends up happening, I will hate Microsoft.
Yeah.
I already kind of like hate Microsoft. The fact
that you fucking bought out the studio, and I literally had to buy an Xbox because I wanted to play this game, because now we don't get it on PlayStation.
Right.
So if you close the fucking studio right after it releases, I will literally burn my Xbox. I won't, but I'll keep.
Yeah.
I'll be mad. I'll be like, fuck you, man.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's what they've been doing, buying studios and then just closing them. Like Hi-Fi Rush. Did we talk about this on the last podcast?
I feel like it's been
a little bit.
But I don't remember if we did, but just to touch up on it, I forget. What's the developer that did it? I mean, Hi-Fi Rush, the rhythm game that did won some awards for sound design, that kind of stuff.
And I tried that game before.
Close them down.
I'm not great at rhythm games anyway.
The rhythm was making it. It was throwing me off.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I heard a lot of good things.
Pretty well acclaimed, pretty well received, and they're like, ah, they're out of here.
Yeah. Get them out of here.
And then two other studios too that had like, you know, decent. Yeah, nothing like Hi-Fi Rush, I don't think, because people really, really loved Hi-Fi Rush. But the other two studios were like fairly successful, I think. They just like closed them. It's like, what are you doing? I don't know. I don't know whether they're, because I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe some of the listeners do. Feel free to let us know, because I am kind of curious about it. But is it like they're closing studios, but then like taking employees and then merging them into other studios to kind of like,
that's the thought or the theory of like, you know, get all the studios to have them do whatever, and then essentially just the hive mind, like, we're going to be at the top, everybody reports to us, maybe you get rid of people here, put them wherever, like maybe more interchangeable or more like they get the final say on everything, which I think would be bad for creativity of games. And like, if you're going to have like one.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, because if it is just like Microsoft Studios or whatever, and then you have so many different departments that specialize in different things, they can be making like however many X number of games at one time. You know, you can have basically, if you bought 20 studios or whatever, you have all of those employees, and this is theoretical. I don't think this is what's happening, but you could theoretically have all of those employees under Microsoft Studios, you know, instead of the 20 different studios. And all Microsoft really has to do is just publish the games and they get the money for it.
Yeah, you just interchange teams. You know? That, I think that could work well, but not in our corporate world.
No, I don't think it'll work that way. Plus, every corporation wants to save as much money as they can.
Yeah.
So they'll be cutting every non-completely essential person, which is not good for creativity. The more minds you have is a good way to foster creativity. Of course, problems arise with more input, of course, you know. But in general, I feel like a good atmosphere, not an atmosphere that you're like, oh, God, is our studio going to be closed after we bought?
Or like,
we've been bought out or something.
Yeah, I have to be better than the other like three or four people that are in my department because somebody's going.
Exactly. Especially when it's such a creative, collaborative process, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want to have to try to be doing the best job in a team.
No, it doesn't.
A creative team. It's like, no, it should be just about equal, you know, and everybody's kind of delegated these different tasks. Like, I don't know how it's going or what is actually happening. For all I know, they could have closed the studios and said, all of you are now out of a job. Like, you don't work for us anymore or whatever. Or they could have kept every single person. I have no idea.
Unlikely,
you know? Very unlikely, but you never know.
Yeah.
But I would hate to see that happen to the Ninja Theory. Yeah, because they've proven in both of these games how creative they are and like how well they can tell this story that is a really powerful story to be told, especially about a young woman who is who has schizophrenia, right? Like, that's essentially what's going on.
Yeah,
I think
psychosis issue.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgive me if I'm.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
I mean, I guess I don't know either.
Yeah. But it's so cool. You know, if somebody suffers from this condition, I doubt they'd be like, yeah, it's really cool, you know. But like it's a really cool thing to put in the spotlight and show the story of somebody like this, especially during the setting, the time period, yeah, like all that.
It's, and they've went really cool, like all into it. Like in both games have had like medical professionals like,
yeah,
that deal with that kind of disorder and work with them on it, and like they're doing the most, you know.
Yeah, that's great, you know. And they're not making it, they're not cheapening it.
No.
I think that's really important as well. You know, it's not just like, oh, this character hears voices in her head or whatever. It's like, it's well done enough to not be like, what the fuck do you know about like this condition? Yeah. You know, they're consulting the professionals. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's an awesome way to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Or some peace ninja theory.
Yeah, I know. I'm still waiting for the, you know, because that's what like these companies do. Like they'll be like, oh yeah, thanks for the huge success,
yeah,
on our last game. It outperformed all numbers that we had calculated or whatever. This is awesome. You guys are the best. Unfortunately, we have to close the studio. You know, it's like, it doesn't even make sense.
I mean, I don't know if you guys care to get into that, but like, how does that work with like Game Pass? Like it being day one Game Pass, does that just like pretty much setting the studio up to fail? Because like, you're not going to sell games if it's, I pay $15 or however much a month and get it for free rather than spend $50 on it.
I don't know.
Either. I feel like that kind of sets up the studio for failure. This like, I don't know, that model.
I mean, without really knowing how that works,
something from Game
Pass. I'm sure, yeah, that Microsoft, you know, whatever, but it's like, well, they can't be like, well, we sold great numbers because, like,
yeah, I find it hard to believe that they could make more than people buying their game.
Yeah,
right.
It's tough. It's weird.
But like, does Microsoft make more, and the studios themselves make less?
Well, if that's the case, then that should give them more.
More reason to
keep them going.
Yeah,
making more money off of them than the actual fucking developer.
You should just look at the downloads and like, okay, this did do pretty well. I know if people played it. And
well, not for nothing, but like Microsoft, out of Hellblade 2 coming out exclusively on Xbox,
yeah,
it sold an Xbox. Like Brandon bought an Xbox for this.
It's true, I did.
You know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah, like right there. But it's just kind of like, yeah, but how do we know that?
Yeah.
You know, like when they're just looking at numbers.
I'm gonna email them.
Let them know. I want to let you know that I bought an Xbox for this game. Do not close studio. Yeah. Thank you. Love, Brandon. Listen to Zero Lives Podcast.
You should send that. Exactly.
I'm going to send that.
I don't know, man. It's kind of a bummer to think about the potential of it. Hopefully, this is all purely conjecture. You know, the internet likes to talk. They like to formulate their theories and everything. But hopefully that doesn't come to pass, and they're still allowed to continue creating. They do such a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, without having played Hellblade 2, and Brandon didn't finish it yet.
No.
We don't really know. At least us three, I don't think. We don't know how it ends, whether there might be
like a Hellblade 3 or something.
I imagine it would be. But
I don't know. I'm thinking at this point, I don't know how it's going to end. But the way it's going, unless something absolutely crazy happens, I think everybody's going to die. I think Hellblade is still going to be a little, I'm going to like it a little more. I don't know something about it. It's just.
Yeah.
It's like perfect to me.
That's nice.
But it's like, I hope that if that is the case and they end up getting shut down or something, I just hope that they got to do what they wanted to do, like finish their story. I won't know until I finish this game. You know, it's not like I was going into this being like, I need like 6 Hellblade games, you know?
No, true.
Like, I need this to be the next Final Fantasy series.
Right.
You know,
if they like keep making similar games, it doesn't have to be the same, you know, thing, but
yeah,
games that style.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But
just go indie, man.
Yeah.
Well, they were indie.
Yeah. Go back to indie.
Go back to indie. Yeah. I don't know. But we'll see, though. And, you know, I hope all for the best. And
me too.
This game is a huge success. And then shortly after, they'll be like, hey, maybe next summer or something, they'll be like, hey, Hellblade 3 is in development, you know, not anytime soon, but like we're still going. That'd be great.
But even with Hellblade 1, I feel like that, I don't know that that was considered like a crazy success. Like, do you think it was?
You know what? I don't know.
Ever
since I played that game, it's been in my top 10. And I have always felt like I've never heard enough people talk about
it.
That's true.
It's not highly, talked about. I don't think it's sold a lot.
Like the people who play, is that like a cult classic type of thing? Is that?
Yeah.
It's like nobody, like not a lot of people have played it, but everybody played it.
But it's really highly rated. Yeah.
I don't know how the sales even for the first one were, but like, were they as high as they should be, or were they, you know, did it kind of go under the radar? I mean, they got us.
Microsoft bought them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, it was good on enough.
Radar. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, yeah.
But I'm liking it. I got to finish it. I'll probably finish it tonight. I'm assuming if it's as short as all these people are bitching about it being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'll definitely finish it, but.
Yeah, and you'll have to let us know on the next podcast or something, once you have finished it, if you felt like it was kind of short and left anything unanswered or not necessarily unanswered, because you can do that in a game, but kind of bummed about it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm lost at the right words, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
What have you been playing, Anthony?
Bro. So, now this is, again, Zero Lives lore going here. As stoked as Brandon was and is for Hellblade 2, the only game I have platinumed on PlayStation is Hades.
Just recently?
No.
Or was that from before?
Ever. Like, that's the only one that I've platinumed. Or at least on Hades too. I am playing Hades too, dude.
Oh,
so
shit.
Steam killing it as usual. So it's an early access, and this is one of the. This is kind of weird because now that I'm thinking about it, I want to say it's one of the only early access games that I can really tell is not only in early access but is currently being developed as.
So it's like. Unfinished.
That's the thing. Don't get me wrong. It's polished, dude. It's like, it's amazing, but it's literally unfinished. The character art is like sketched, like in the later areas or whatever.
It's slated for, I think, early next year. So it's very early. Like it's pretty far ahead of the time.
Early next year. That's not that far out.
It's not too far, but like knowing.
I thought you were going to say like 2026 or something.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me either. You know what I mean? I don't want to go too much into this because I don't want to spoil a whole lot or whatever, but there are new gods. There are returning gods. Obviously, you have Zeus, Poseidon, they're back, Hades. The whole goal of the game is Melanoe, who is the new main character, is trying to free the House of Hades, which is like the hub area in the first game.
Kill Kronos?
Yeah, from the Titan Kronos, but he's just like a god or whatever. She calls him grandfather that kind of thing, you know. But so he doesn't look like a Titan necessarily, but like it's the Titan Kronos. Mm-hmm. And he controls time, you know. So he has taken over the House of Hades, and with that, he's imprisoned many of the characters that were in the House of Hades.
Hades is imprisoned?
Yes. Hades is imprisoned. Zagreus, Nyx, I'm not sure about the fates. That's kind of like a mystery of the game.
Okay.
Instead of that being the hub area, Melanoe is located in what's called the crossroads, which from my understanding is like right between Earth and the underworld. It's kind of like purgatory-ish. Kind of like right when you die, where you end up, kind of thing, before going to wherever, you know. So instead of fighting your way from the bottom level of Hades all the way up to the surface, you kind of start almost on the surface, and then you have to fight your way down, but through an alternate route. So instead of going, Tartarus, Asphodel, Elysium, the River Styx... Right, in Hades 1, you take like an alternate route and you go like Erebus, Oceanus, the Fields of Mourning, I think, and then like Tartarus, essentially, like down, which is really cool. And then like when you're in Tartarus, anybody who's played the first game knows that like when you got to the River Styx, there's essentially a hub in that area, and then you kind of pick doorways to go through.
Yeah.
And you kind of had to find like a piece of meat for Cerberus to distracted by. In this one, as soon as you get there, you kind of use your power as a daughter of Hades to like unlock, like override a lockdown or something, which is a little sci-fi-ish for like what this game is, but it's cool. And then like on the doors where there would usually be like a symbol of one of the gods or like an item or something, it just has Roman numerals, like five is the start, and it's like express route set or whatever. And then you like go, and then you clear the next room, and then most of the time, well, I actually don't know how much of the time, but sometimes you'll have like the next door is like Roman numeral four. So it's counting down from five, and there's essentially five chambers you have to go through in order to get to Kronos. And then sometimes there are some alternate paths that have like boons from different gods as well, but that doesn't progress you closer to Kronos. So like it's almost like a bonus area that, you know, you might die in or something, but you still get a boon. The other rooms, you don't get boons anymore. You're just getting closer to Kronos.
Like pretty similar to how they did it in the other one. So it's like, like a, you know, risk and reward kind of thing at the end.
Yeah, definitely. So I thought that was really cool. And like, obviously the story of the gods, as you kind of accept their boons and you talk to them and stuff, they kind of fill you in. They're like, oh, you're the long lost daughter of Hades or whatever. So apparently, right before Kronos took over, this is my understanding of it. I could be a little wrong. But right before Kronos took over Hades, Melanoe was like born. She was like a couple years before that or something.
Okay.
So then she was taken. Well, Hades himself found Hecate, like the witch. God, I don't know if she's goddess or whatever. And said, like, make sure you take Melanoe, keep her safe, and teach her, you know, like how to be strong or something. So instead of Nyx being like the motherly figure, it's like Hecate in this one. And they took you out of Hades. So like Zagreus, I think, ended the first game, and then Melanoe, like after, well, I don't want to spoil anything too crazy for the end of the first one, but knowing how the end of the first one goes, that whoever you're looking for kind of comes back for a little bit. A daughter is conceived, and you know, like that's Melanoe, and then Kronos takes over. So it's like, okay, so Melanoe isn't really like Zagreus, which is like a super powerful fighter. She's a witch, which is sick, you know, like witch is sick. But you have like tarot cards, as items for like power-ups, sort of like as you enter a run, you can only have a certain number equipped, and then some of them have equipped conditions. Like so they have different cost, like essentially like power cost, like 0 through 5. Like some of them can only be equipped if you have all other, like all cards, one of each power level equipped. So like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then it will like automatically equip something for 0.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And you can upgrade those, which is really neat.
Do you get, like, different weapons then if she's more, like, witch and spells? Okay.
Yep. They're all essentially, you kind of get it, you know? Like, it's similar enough to the first game.
Yeah.
There's, like, the regular weapon, the kind of balanced one. There's the ranged one that's a little bit weaker. Okay. There's a really fast one. It's, like, it's basically, like, a dagger and sickle or something.
It's hit gauntlets or something, right, Zagreus?
Yeah. And one of my favorites is it's like the Moonblade Axe or something. That thing is fucking strong, dude. It's slow, but like, I think they balanced that one extremely well, where it's slow, but it never feels too slow, you know, but it's strong. So it's like worth it. And then there's still one that I haven't unlocked yet, where I think it's like a skull or something that essentially functions as like the gun or whatever. Yeah. Some of the new characters are Doom Incarnate. That's Moros. He's the brother of the Three Fates. So the Three Fates have gone missing, and he's there in their place and kind of guiding you. There's Eris, who is the goddess of strife. She actually has the gun. like from the first game, she like took it and is a, like a boss. But like she's in the underworld, kind of like Meg was. That's cool. Dora, who I assume is Nymphadora or something like that.
She's not an explorer.
She's not an explorer. She's a little ghost who is kind of like your roommate, which is like really cute. And she's like a ghost that is trying to be scary, but is also just kind of acts like a moody teenager.
So similar to like humor is the other one.
Yeah. So like that's really cool. Some of the other really cool ones, like Aphrodite is in this again, but now we have like Hera, Hestia, I think Hephaestus is new, I think, to this. We still have the Daedalus hammers that like alter weapon abilities. Like really cool stuff. Like it's really, really cool. Oh, Nemesis. Dude, Nemesis is fucking badass, dude. And like Heracles like comes in. So that's the other thing. The only other thing I wanted to mention is that while your journey is going downward to free the House of Hades, the gods will kind of like let you know what's going on Olympus. And Kronos is also trying to overtake Olympus. So at some point they're like, can you fucking help us out up here? So there's a second option. Instead of going down to Hades, you can go up to Olympus.
Yo, that's sick.
Yeah, so like you go into, I forgot the first area, but it's like this, oh, it's like this ruined town or like the city or whatever. And you go through that and that's very much like pick the doors you want to go through and then you fight like a pretty cool boss, I think.
That's cool.
And then like the next one is like you're sailing the River Styx and like Charon is like driving the fucking boats that we're on, and you just kind of keep going. It's like almost like a train type thing. That's really cool. And then the next one, and then like after that, like I beat that boss, and then it was like you were still working on this. So like you beat it sort of, but like there's more. We just didn't put it into the game yet. And like some of the characters in that section of the game are like sketched out instead of like being perfectly, you know, the art's beautiful as always, and like even the sketches you're like, yo, that looks fucking cool, like I can't wait to see what that's going to look like. And you know, it's in color and everything, but you can kind of still see like sketched lines and stuff like that. So I love that they're like actively developing the game and then putting in almost like placeholders for some of the functions that like don't need to be 100% in order to enjoy the game still.
Yeah.
So like all of the gameplay is like just about, I haven't found anything that's not release worthy.
Okay.
So far, like bugs wise or whatever. Yeah. I know the game's still unfinished or whatever, but there's a good amount of content. Like
it sounds like it's pretty close to being done then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean them doing, you know, different character sketches and stuff like that, that's probably a little bit easier to work in rather than
over
like
time,
gameplay mechanics. But
yeah, definitely.
Seems like it's going to be probably better than the first one, but like at least at the same level pretty much right away.
Yeah, definitely. I loved the first one so much.
It's phenomenal.
And this one, I'm just having, I can't stop playing it. That's the kind of game that I'm like, yes, dude, it's so good.
You gonna platinum this one?
Yeah,
one more run.
I have to. One more run, dude.
Every
like
time.
Yeah, and like there's like a cauldron because you're a witch, you know, or whatever, and like that's how you kind of like make those where you would go up to like
potions.
Yeah, but like, oh god, I forgot what it was where you would. Or what currency it was even. You know how you could, like, decorate the House of Hades?
Yeah.
There's, like, that. Or, like, the mirror, I think. No, that was the upgrades. Oh, shit. I can't remember.
What are you talking about?
Or it was, like.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Oh, the requisitions. Know. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's,
never heard of that.
I don't know.
That's no, like the display. Like, you change the house, like, decorations.
Yeah. But, like, also unlock, like, the bar or whatever.
Songs,
like, that's.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, like, you get Orpheus. You can unlock songs there.
Disco balls.
Well, that's all decoration stuff, but you know what I mean? Like things that act like functions.
Yeah.
That's what you do with the cauldron.
Couch.
Chairs.
Yeah.
Yep. But like that's all in there and it's really cool. There's so much like that for early access. I was like, oh, I must be running about pretty low on like more upgrades, but like it just keeps coming.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, dude.
I don't know. Are you going to stop at a certain point and, like, just wait for it to come out, or are you just going to – because
I don't. That's a good question.
Because maybe you'll play it too much. You're like, I've done a lot of stuff. It's
going
to come out
and you're going to be like,
hey, I did this already.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I probably will because I think that's what I did with Hades 1.
Playing on the Switch and then playing it on PlayStation after.
Yep, played it on the Switch a whole lot. Beat it a couple times on the Switch. You know, I was like, yeah, this is a cool game or whatever. But I didn't go like 100% with it. I certainly didn't do like the essentially Ascension runs.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So when I played it on PlayStation, it had been a few years and I kind of forgot how much I loved that game.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, not to always be dogging on the Switch or whatever, it runs a lot faster and smoother on the PlayStation. So I was like, wow, this is like kind of easier and like, the, I don't know, it's more fun, stuff like that. So I really can't wait for that full release. It's so cool.
Can't wait either.
Yeah. Really neat. And the Dave the Diver Godzilla DLC, I think, comes out tomorrow.
It's out right now.
Oh, it is?
I got an issue with this.
Why? What's that?
I assume licensing stuff, but you have to claim it now. You can only claim it if you have the game, but it's going to go away in a couple months, like 2 months. And then you can never claim it again. But if you claim it now...
So is it like an event type thing?
So like if you claim the DLC now while it's available, you'll have it forever. Even if you delete the game and re-download the game later, you can re-download it. But you can only claim it if you have the game right now. I assume it's licensing with Godzilla. I don't really know why, but it's like a timed release. And
if
then,
I didn't have the game and I bought it tomorrow, I wouldn't be able to get it?
No, you can. If you buy the game and you have it.
Just for that two-month window or whatever.
Yeah, and then it's you. Like after 2 months, you're never going to be able to download this DLC again.
Oh, well.
Unless you already bought it.
Unless you've done it once.
That's weird and maybe kind of shitty, but I have the game, so I don't care.
Yeah, it's just like a weird thing where if it's like, and it's going to, like, what if it's really cool? And then 5 months from now, someone else is like, ah, Dave Diver, that's really cool.
Yeah, but the Godzilla DLC. Back when they had Godzilla.
That's super weird. I don't know.
That is weird.
That's really strange, but at the same time, it's free right now. Or is it, it's not one of the monthly games, is it?
No, I think it's like the one up tier for PlayStation or something. Okay.
Because it's a little shittier. I was going to say, if they gave you the game for free on PlayStation and then said, just download it or whatever, like just add the DLC to your library and then you'll have it forever, that's a little bit better. It's still strange, though, because you're right. What if somebody didn't hear about this until like a year or two from now, and then they're like, oh, I love this game. I want to do the Godzilla stuff, but they literally can't. I
have to imagine it's Godzilla licensing. That's just like, no, you can only, you have to pay for like a certain time slot or something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of weird.
That is weird. I can't wait to play it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's out now, so you can download. I already did.
Nice.
Because I don't want to miss my window.
Yeah, right, honestly. Cool.
So do we know what actually
entails
or no?
No.
Okay.
Godzilla.
From the trailer, big lobster-looking guy and Godzilla.
Oh, there's a lobster?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, it's like lobsters.
Oh, cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, the game's awesome, so I don't think it could be bad. But yeah, I'm stoked.
Yeah. Speaking of crabs, how's
another crab's game? Treasure? I can't remember if I. Oh yeah, I did talk about it last episode. No, I haven't played anymore because Hades 2 came out.
Okay.
And that has completely taken over my gaming. Like I haven't played Sea of Thieves in like a while. Like,
I was worried I've been playing other stuff also, but I was worried like the last time we talked about it, you're like, yeah, and I'm like, oh, he's over it.
I'm not over it. I still like Sea of Thieves a lot. I'm just like, it's hard to peel myself away from Hades. But now that I'm kind of like getting to the end of where the current build is, I might, like you said, I might kind of like put it down and just wait because I don't want to burn myself out on it.
Yeah. That's how I've been with Elden Ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
can't stop playing it.
Did either one of you guys play any more Animal Well? That's a new game that just came out too. It's pretty, I don't know. I think.
Do we?
I know.
I loved it. And this guy is a real hater of Metroidvania.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, I think Metroidvania is...
But he played it. He platinumed it. He's a fucking madman.
It only took me, like, maybe 12 to 15 hours, though. So, like, it's not a huge game. So, that was, like, it wasn't like I had to spend 80 hours on it.
Yeah.
I love the puzzles in it, and all of them were pretty unique. There wasn't, like, a lot of repetition, so that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Big Mode? Is that what the studio is? Like Donkey Studio?
Oh, I thought that was a mode for the game.
No, that's like, I think that's the new studio that Donkey helped publish or whatever.
Okay.
So this is like their first game. It's it's really, the art's awesome. I mean, you guys played it a little bit or enough to see.
It's neat. Yeah.
Like,
that's very,
it's cool. Different.
It's cool. There's
it almost like hurts my eyes.
There's a, that's fair. Cause it's like super neon-y. Okay. I get that.
It almost hurts my eyes.
It's just like, yeah, like neon signs, I guess, is the closest comparison. It's like, yeah, comparison.
A lot of like neon and also like kind of blurry.
It's like darker. It's, I don't know. My TV settings, I think, made it pop well. I
just, just like sitting there just like,
my eyes! What's wrong? Ah, it's neon and it's blurry.
But I don't know. I think like a lot of the puzzles were pretty good in it, and there's no like, there's not a lot of combat. It's just like avoid enemies, which I don't know if that's what made it more fun for me, but having a small map with like a centralized location that you can kind of like, you pick which direction you want to go and you can kind of do them in any order, it seems like. Some of them might be a little bit harder or a little bit easier with stuff you have, but it's like, here you go, you can go in any direction. They don't really stop you too much for Metroidvanias. There's some of that, but it's not a ton where it's just like, oh, this is locked off. You have to go this way, to go that way, to go this way, to go that way.
Right.
It's kind of free exploration, or more free than most of them.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. I think you would probably really like Rain World.
I haven't played that.
That's on PS Plus.
Okay.
I'd give that a shot.
I think smaller maps, that helps me, because Hollow Knight, I've tried multiple times, and it's just too, I think it's too much, and I get
too
lost. You
should check out Metroid Dread.
Yo, dude, I was really good. That was a short game, and it sucked.
Yeah, dude. People love that game. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I had fun, but there were a lot of parts where I was like, this isn't a good idea, man.
I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd definitely check out NOL, and it's on whatever, I think, 1UP. PlayStation tier for free. I think it's only probably like $30 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not a ton, but it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's sweet.
A lot of secrets to get. There's a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like 60?
64. Which,
wow.
I don't know. I like collectibles. I like going for stuff. So that's why I get the platinum on, obviously.
Yeah. Nice. Did we talk about Balatro?
I think like slightly, yeah. But
Balatro is fucking awesome. Dude, so I just want to, I can't remember if we talked about
this thing I sent you today. I didn't send this to you, Brandon. Actually, from Local Thunk, who made Balatro, he like retweeted it. There's a fucking this guy that made a pool roguelike. It's like a billiards.
Oh dude,
it looks sick. It looks
Rack
really
and
cool.
Slay, yeah. Right?
It looks pretty cool.
Dude, that looks really fucking cool. Yeah. It comes out in like 2 days.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Or something like that. Yeah, I like the demo's cool. out now, it, so I can't wait.
It looked pretty cool. Yeah, is it only on Steam, I imagine?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But like, dude.
It looks pretty good.
It looks really good. I'll show you the trailer.
Okay. In a bit. I'm gonna just be honest for a second.
Yeah.
I liked Balatro. I don't think I had as much fun as you guys did.
I don't think
like,
so.
You guys
either.
Really loved it. And I was just, I enjoyed it for like a couple days and then I kind of just fell out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Did you, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like it's, you either like it or you don't. And it wasn't it was only what, $15 or something?
I think so, yeah.
It wasn't a terribly expensive game. But did you like try doing the challenges or like different decks?
Maybe a little bit.
Because I don't know, maybe that did it for me where it's like more variety, like of, because there's like, other decks where you start with different stuff or, like, they're just, like, totally different, you know, cards. I don't know, like, the erratic deck, I don't know how you got that one, but that's, like, just all random. It's, like, I don't know, that made it more fun for me.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
Like, I've been doing runs with the checkered deck right now.
It's easy. It's great.
It's awesome. So easy. It's awesome. It's just flushes, just always flushes.
It's really good. It's, like, harder in the long term, but it's really, you can at least start a run and have fun. Yeah, I don't know. I like that game a lot, but I totally, it sounds boring. And it is kind of boring, but I love it.
Yeah. It's really relaxing, but also, like, you got to think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I kind of, like, play it and just zone out, you
know.
Yeah,
it's a good, like, doing it while you're doing something else activity.
Yes. Yeah, I just, like, put on YouTube stuff and, like, do that.
Chris is trying to get me playing another sim-type game. There's a construction-like simulator game, and Chris showed it to me yesterday. He's like, you got to play this. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be as fun as we did.
Is it a new thing?
I don't know if it's newer, but he was just showing it. I think it's free.
They've had a bunch of those, I think, construction simulators.
There's one that's free right now that it was giving, you know, making me think of when we were playing Power Wash Simulator that I ended up being. I hated the first time around and liked the second time around, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But.
Yeah, Daddy Simulator now.
I don't like that. I don't know what that is, but I don't like it.
I know there was Mother Simulator, too.
There's a simulator for, like
everything. It's so funny, dude. It was, like, a Let's Play game where, like, you have to, like sprint, and there's, like, motion blur like crazy. So it's, like, putting yourself in, like, a frantic mother mindset or whatever, and you're like, ah, I need the binky. And then you're, like, going to, like, get that, and you're like, ah, the baby shit. And, like, you know, like, just going crazy with it, so.
What's the game where you're the baby and you're trying to kill yourself and the other player's the dad?
Dude, that's so funny.
I think that's Daddy Simulator.
Is that Daddy Simulator?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
That game's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
Other than that, I haven't been playing too much. Yakuza 0, I started again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you finish?
8?
Yeah.
No, I have not. Okay. I don't remember what stopped me. Maybe Sea of Thieves or something, or just playing other stuff. But I took a break. I'll go back to it and finish it later.
Yeah,
But I started playing 0 because I did the same thing with that one when I started it and never finished it. So
yeah, okay.
I just booted that back up.
Nice. Yeah. So anything else about games?
Not yet. Less than a month to Elden Ring DLC.
I was going to say, so then
we just got a new trailer.
Yeah, dude, that was so sick.
I love a good story trailer, man.
Definitely. So, yeah, Elden Ring DLC, very, very highly anticipated.
I honestly don't think I'm going to ever play anything else again.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah, it seems like they're adding a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, I already can't stop playing it, and I've beat it, like, 6 times, and I'm doing, like, basically the same areas and, like, stuff over and over. So now there's going to be new shit. Like, I'm really not going to be able to stop playing.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's cool. Do you know what day in June?
It's like the 20th.
It's your birthday, dude. June 21st.
Oh, let's go. Hey, let's go.
Happy birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. So, yeah, that'll be... So I don't know if anybody has noticed, but we originally said we were going to do 1 episode a month. We're doing 2 a month.
I didn't notice that.
That's what we've been doing. We don't know if that'll, like, keep going that way.
We might have... I think it's kind of... not really set in concrete.
Yeah, no,
it's not what we're actually doing every other week. Because I think technically we should have put one on Monday, but we didn't.
Oh, well,
yeah, we're close to 3 weeks now. I don't actually know. Maybe we're at 2 weeks.
You get what you fucking get.
Yeah, dude, we're just going to surprise you every now and then.
Whenever the fuck we feel like doing one, we do one.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not doing one for another 3 weeks, so suck it.
That's true, yeah. So we will have one when... Dewey and I are going on vacation.
So true.
And we will have an episode when we come back from that, and we'll kind of talk about where we were, what we did, stuff like that.
If he makes it back alive.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not going to. I'm going to kill him.
That's, just end it. And then after that, we'll have the Elden Ring DLC. Probably. So.
Yeah.
Very cool. Cool stuff to look forward to.
Yeah.
And is there, so like, what's the, you know, right before we go, what's the deal with like E3 these days? I know there's no more E3, but is there like the Summer Games Fest
and each studio or each company kind of does their own thing. Like Sony's doing one in June. Microsoft does the Games Fest, I think, mostly, but.
Is it, like, spread out throughout the summer, or is there, like, still a week or two span?
It'll probably all around the same time. I think they all like to do that. Like, I don't know. I think it just always ends up being around the same time. Like kind of
competing with each other.
The Nintendo one, they've kind of said, like, hey, you're getting one here. It's not going to be about whatever Switch successor, but, like, that's also coming. Like, just wait.
Yeah.
So.
Typical Nintendo.
I think PlayStation 1, there's rumors about the new PSP type thing, because I think the Portal sold decently well, and they didn't expect it, like, better than they expected. They're like, oh, shit, people kind of liked it, and it wasn't even good. It's not even a good idea.
It's so, really like, not. Like, them, it's...
I think they're going to now go back into, like, an actual handheld, like, system.
Cool.
I think that's, which is, yes, that's what that should have been. I don't know, but.
Yeah. I'm actually, you know, I'm not a huge Xbox guy anymore. Yeah. I used to be. But I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do if they ever do something portable.
I think with, like, the Steam Deck, like, you can get, like, Microsoft titles on there.
Oh, you're
so, like,
right.
You don't really have to, so they probably won't. Yeah. And it would be, like, I don't know, maybe competing with, like, I don't know, like, Steam, like, which
themselves.
Is
hard. Yeah.
Like, getting people away from Steam Deck, like, no, they're not going to. They're going to get that.
Yeah. That's true.
So I don't know that they maybe unless they make it super cheap and just sell it at a loss. But like, I don't know. They seem to keep trying that and then being like, ah, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you think that's a bad idea? But, intentionally selling at a loss? I don't know.
But we'll see. What we'll probably talk about those whenever they come out. But I think it's all end of June for nice. That stuff.
Nice. Cool. I think that's all I got.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, sweet. So, the TLDR, play Hellblade 2, Senua's Saga.
Yeah.
And Dave the Diver DLC. Make sure to claim it.
You better fucking claim it.
You better claim
it. It's already too late.
Yeah. It's gone. They pulled it.
It's gone. And Hades 2, be on the lookout for that when that releases later. But, you know, if you have Steam and you want to play Hades 2, highly, highly recommend.
Absolutely.
Cool.
You heard it here first.
Hell yeah. Also, I just finished the first Law trilogy.
Nice.
From Joe Abercrombie. It was very good.
Nice.
Yeah. Now I'm on the second trilogy, The Great Leveler, and it's cooler than I thought. A lot of people say that they like that better than the first Law, and like, it's pretty cool, dude.
Very cool.
Yeah. Because I didn't realize it's set in the same world as the first Law trilogy, but like, there are characters from the first Law trilogy that are in this and like main characters, which is pretty cool. They're like kind of side characters in the original series, and then that, and then the Age of Madness trilogy to finish it off, that goes back to all the characters from the first Law.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I'm finishing up the Wayward Pines trilogy.
Hey.
Blake Crouch.
Yeah, how's that?
It's awesome. I love it.
Nice.
I love Blake Crouch. I think he's one of my favorite authors at this point.
Nice. Very cool.
This is the fifth book I read by him, and I like every single one.
Damn, nice.
Also, I'm on a break from fantasy.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Too much at once.
I think I burned myself out with trying to get through all the fucking Stormlight.
Yeah,
that'll do. I kind of put down Oathbringer, and I was like, I'll pick
it's
that
long,
up
dude. Yeah, yeah. I think I did the same thing with Oathbringer. So,
I do want to tell you, man. I'm going to say something a little controversial. Uh-oh. I guess I can't really say this because I haven't finished Stormlight Archives, but as from what I've read so far of Stormlight and what I've read of the Mistborn trilogy, I like the Mistborn trilogy more.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. That's great. No, that's fine.
I want to read them both.
I don't know. I just love the Mistborn trilogy, man.
Dude, yeah, me too. Definitely. I don't know.
I think that it's like more compacted, you know?
Yeah, it's not long-winded.
It's got a big scale to it, but like Stormlight got a real big scale. There's a lot of characters. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
It's the full Cosmere one.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the biggest.
I don't love it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I wonder how you'd feel about Mistborn Era 2. I don't think it's nearly as strong as the first era, but I liked it. The first book, I was like, ugh. And then the second book, I was like, okay. Well, the first book almost felt like an action movie.
Yeah.
Like it was entertaining or whatever. The second book, I was kind of like, eh. And then the third book, I was like, yo, this is Mistborn. Like Lord Ruler shit kind of thing. Like I was like, oh, yo, this is sick. And then the fourth, I was like, what in the Cosmere? Like it went crazy Cosmere for the last one. So,
interesting.
Yeah, but like, did you get Dalinar's full backstory?
I mean, it's going.
Oh, that's why, dude. Okay. did he remember everything?
Some. Yeah, he remembers.
Does he remember his wife?
Yeah.
Do you remember how his wife died?
I don't know. Spoilers.
Yeah, you'll like it. You'll like it more.
He killed her with his bare hands.
No, I don't know that.
Cool. That's fine. With his bare hands, he turns into a bear.
Whoa.
He doesn't turn into a bear.
Damn, okay.
That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, then I would have liked it more than Mistborn.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's it.
All right.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys in a few weeks.
Bye.
See ya.
Night, gamers.